Pasuk says in Parashat Balos, "Vazam Masa Menorah, Mikshazov Ad Yerecha Ad Pircha Mikshehi Kamara Shehera Shemes Moshe Kain Osas Menorah." And the Medrash says, "Kain Osa Moshe Menorah Enksiv Kan." The pasuk doesn't say that Moshe Rabbeinu made the Menorah. El Kain Osa Stam. That says the Medrash. Why? What it means to teach us is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Menorah. Lefikach Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. And Hashem says to Moshe, "Imezhartem lius madlikim lefonai, if you're careful to light the menorah properly in front of me, and imeshamer meshnaseichem mikol dover ra, I will protect your neshamas from anything bad happening to them. Shenimshalo nefashas bener, the nefesh, the neshama of a person is compared to a candle. Shenema ner Hashem nishmas adam." The Sefer Kilas Yitzchak quotes Rav Pinchas Rizovsky, who explains that when we say the bracha of Sim Sholem in Shemoneh Esrei, we say Bachenu Avinu Kolanu Ke'echad Ba'or Panecha. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bless us Ba'or Panecha. Ki Ba'or Panecha Nasat Olanu Hashem Elokeinu. We say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us bracha Ba'or Panecha with the light of His face. And what are the brachas? We mentioned 7 brachas. Taras Chaim, Ahavas Chesed, Tztaka, Bracha, Rachmim, Chaim, Vesholem. Those are the brachas that we get from the Ma'or Panav, from the radiance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's face. So he explains, when the Kohen lit the 7 branches of the menorah, by every candle that he lit, what he brought through the lighting of that candle was that bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Ba'or Panim from His radiance. And that's what the Medrash teaches us, that the Kohen, by lighting the menorah, the Kohen, by bringing this bracha to the world, protects Klal Yisrael. And what we're saying is, when we light the menorah, we're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we light the menorah and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we bring these incredible brachas that we daven for all the time to ourselves. And that can only come directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if we think about the menorah, the pasuk Rashi begins the parasha, "Lama nasmecha parashat menorah l'parashat neseim." In parashat Nasa, we read, or the parasha of what the neseim brought as their donation to the Mishkan. And this parasha, parashat Balayisko, begins with the parasha of menorah. Says the Medrash, "Lefik shara Aaron Chanukas haMizbeach had Chanukas haNasiim." When Aaron saw the gift that the Nasiim provided, Chol Shadato, he was upset. Shloi Hayimam, that he didn't participate. Amalai Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Kadosh Baruch Hu says to him, "Chayecha Shelcha Gdolim Shlhem. What you do is greater than what they did. Shata Madlik Umeitev Hasamineros, that you're going to be the one to light and be involved with the menorah." And the question, of course, is, yes, the menorah is fantastic, as we know, as we just discussed. But why is the menorah considered better? The Nasiim brought animals that were used for kabbonis. The Nasiim brought the ingredients that were used for the ketores. Shouldn't that all represent something very special and very great? So how is Aaron consoled by saying, "You're like the menorah"? We also find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that the menorah should be built miksha. It should be built out of one piece. And the Medrash says, an interesting Medrash, the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu first taught this to Moshe Rabbeinu when he was up in Shemayim, when he received the Torah. And when he came down, he forgot. And he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "I forgot." And HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him again. And again, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "I forgot." And then the Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him how to build the menorah, and Moshe Rabbeinu still forgets. And then the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put on the hand of Moshe Rabbeinu the instructions on how to build a menorah. And again, Moshe forgot. Such a difficult Medrash. How Moshe Rabbeinu, this great leader, this great person, keeps on forgetting. What is it trying to teach us? So the Sefer Havas Divrei Yisrael from the Majlis Rebbe explains that what happened over here was that Moshe Rabbeinu was sort of concerned about building a menorah. The way a menorah is built, it's built with seven branches, three on each side and one in the middle. And Moshe Rabbeinu thought that that represents division. Each branch of the menorah represents a separate way of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned that that is not what he wants for Klal Yisrael. He wants for Klal Yisrael Achdus, that we should all be united with each other and united in our service of Hashem. And that actually, he explains, is the reason why the menorah has to be built miksha. It has to be built out of one piece of gold. Because the main point of the menorah is that even though the menorah looks like it represents separation, it represents different approaches, it's all a mul panei ha-menorah. The menorah, every branch of the menorah is facing the middle. What that means is that we're all facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're all serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if we have different styles and different approaches, it's all one. And Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned. So he explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Aaron, you will be the example of Shalom. And you being the example of Shalom, you'll be the one to light the menorah. Shalcha gedolah mishalhem. You, with the way you live your life, what you represent, Shalom, as we know that Aaron was Makarav Asabrius, Oyev Shalom, Veroid of Shalom, he was the person that always pursued peace. And that was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Shalcha gedolah mishalhem. The one who is able to connect all of Klal Yisrael with their different approaches, to all be facing the middle branch, to all be facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in unity. Shalcha gedolah mishalhem, what you're doing is greater than what anyone else could do. And then the Pasuk says, as we know, the Pasuk says, V'yas ken Aaron, and Rashi says, L'hagit shvacha shal Aaron shloshina, to tell us how great Aaron was. Shloshina, that even though Aaron, HaKoyin, Gadol, is the paradigm of Shalom, and sometimes in order to achieve Shalom, we have to say something which is not true. L'hagit shvacha shal Aaron, that as much as Aaron was devoted and spent his life bringing Shalom, Shloshina, he never had to lie. He never had to say something which wasn't true to bring the Shalom. He was able to bring Shalom. He was able to bring Shalom even without saying something untrue. And Moshe Rabbeinu saw this all and absorbed this all. And he absorbed how Aaron was given the schus of lighting the menorah, how Aaron was told, you will be the person that will bring Shalom to the world. And that's why Rashi and the Medrash could say, Shalcha gedolah mishalhem, the person, Aaron HaKohen, who represents and brings Shalom to the world, there's nobody greater than them. And as much as the Nesim brought Kabbonis, and the Nesim brought, as much as the Nesim brought Kabbonis, and the Nesim brought Ketores, it's all great, but it's not equal to Shalom. And particularly the type of Shalom that Aaron HaKohen was able to represent by accomplishing it with Loshina, accomplishing it without ever having to do something dishonest. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to continue this approach. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to continue the approach of showing what Shalom was. So Moshe Rabbeinu was careful in doing and saying, I don't know how to build a menorah. And as much as HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught him, he didn't want to get involved with the menorah. Why didn't he want to get involved in the menorah? Because just like we find that Moshe Rabbeinu was always concerned for the covet of Aaron, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appointed Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu said, send with Shlach Nabiya Tishlach, send Aaron, don't ask me to do it. Moshe Rabbeinu also was a representation of incredible Shalom. So Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned that if he will get involved in the building of a menorah, which the menorah is Aaron's mitzvah, it'll take away from Aaron's greatness. And because he was so concerned about taking away from Aaron's greatness, he said to himself, I will do everything to stay away from the building of the menorah, even though it's such a wonderful and incredible opportunity. Because what I'm most interested in, and what I'm most interested in, is in shalom. Shalom with my brother. And I want to teach Klal Yisrael about shalom, about Aaron representing shalom, and I representing what it means to have shalom with a brother. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu did not get involved with the menorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the menorah. And that's perhaps why, as we began, by laying the menorah, we bring bracha to the world. And the bracha is specifically said, the bracha of the menorah is said by the pasuk, by the tefillah that begins with the word Sim Shalom. Shalom, which is what was shown so strongly and so greatly in the construction of the menorah, is the way, that's what the menorah represents. It represents the shalom between all of Klal Yisrael. It represents the shalom between the brothers, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron. And that's the way those great that's the way we will be zeicha to the great bracha that the menorah brings to Klal Yisrael.